What if you asked everyone you knew the same 7 questions? How do you think the answers would change between people of different backgrounds, professions, even stages of life? Do some questions send us all down completely different roads? Are there some answers that ring true for all of us? I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in the first season of my podcast, Mini Questions. In season 1, I asked every guest the same set of 7 questions. Questions about the inflection points in their life, what they're curious about, the qualities they like least about themselves, and what relationships have defined love for them. From music legend Dave Grohl.
The first time I saw a band play on a stage, I was in this dark bar that smelled like bleach and beer, and they started playing, and like my chest was against the stage. And so I was like, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
To television host Hoda Kotb.
You know, you always want to add a girl from your dad, but instead, when you don't have that, you're like, I guess there's more of this mountain to climb. If I hadn't gotten sick, I wouldn't have the guts. Like, I wouldn't have the courage. I would have never asked. I would have waited like I usually do, but instead, it was urgent.
To Amazonian tree frog enthusiast and celebrated actor, comedian, and writer, Stephen Fry.
Well, I think first love is fictional love to some extent. It's so overwhelming, its expectations are so high. It's a vertical moment of happiness, one little drop of bliss.
And now I'm excited to announce the second season of Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including vocalist and founding member of the rock band Blondie, Debbie Harry.
Can you tell me about something that has grown out of a personal disaster?
I think one day I did have a revelation. It was at CBGB's, as a matter of fact. I went on stage. I walked out and I realized I was waiting for the audience to, you know, give it to me, give it to me. Then I realized that I had to make them. I had to command them. And that was a real revelation.
Comedian and writer of the HBO show Starstruck, Rose Matafeo.
What would be your last meal?
Thank you so much for asking. If heaven existed and then you die and you look back on the, you know, sort of highlights reel of your last day and you see that you had like a Pret sandwich or something, you're like, no, why did I eat that? I had a stand-up joke years ago, being on a plane and really specifically deciding what film that you're watching because I'm really scared of flying. I don't want that plane to go down and I die. And my mum's like, what was the last thing she was watching? And then I would just be like, Despicable Me too. It's like you don't want that to be the final one.
Pioneer of drum and bass, artist and creative juggernaut, Goldie.
If you can, tell me, where and when were you happiest?
I walk up to the mountain, I hike up, and this is like a 10K hike going up and down. But just being in that environment and seeing life and death in front of you, right in front of you, is a really beautiful reminder of how insignificant we are and how, you know, how being at the happiest moments there. And I go up there and scream and cry and laugh and I find that being the happiest.
And many more. Each episode is a new entry in the archive, a new opportunity to examine how, as people, we're both similar and individual. Join me as we continue this exploration on season 2 of Mini Questions, premiering January 12th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.